striving to please, play to an audience of one. In Scripture, we read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, "On the contrary, we speak as men approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please men, but God who tests our hearts. For 20 years, God has blessed me with the opportunity to coach, mentor, and disciple many corporate executives and business owners. In a recent call, I encouraged my client to share her powerful testimony of her miraculous healing. As a newborn Christian, she was very uncomfortable with the idea and afraid of what people would think of her. She was afraid of being rejected and labeled a crackpot. Her comments reminded me of a former client who shared a similar fear. Any public act of faith made him extremely uncomfortable and embarrassed. In one call, he openly shared his embarrassment about a mutual friend's habit of praying for waiters in restaurants as they served the meal. As we talked, he shared that at one time, he too was bold in his faith, but had been attacked and ridiculed by friends and peers. As a result, he decided to temper his speech and his actions to make them more socially acceptable. As we closed the call, he said, 'I wish I was more like you, confident, bold, courageous, unafraid of what people think of me.' We prayed that God would restore his confidence and boldness and give him the courage to be a bright light in a dark world. I praise God that over the last 7 years, God answered our prayer. Recently, my friend shared several testimonies. Once again, he is on fire for Christ. Child of God, have you toned down your faith? Are you walking in fear of rejection and worried about what people will say or think about you? If so, I encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit to give you grace and boldness to walk in faith and to count it all joy whenever the world makes fun of you. Decide today to be zealous, a fanatic who is in love with Jesus. Pursue Jesus and strive to please him and only him. Lord, thank you for granting me courage and boldness to share your message of grace. Holy Spirit, strengthen my heart and help me to never be ashamed of you or worry what others will think or say of me. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen."